This is your classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis. We had the state budget released yesterday. And of course, if you want to sing its praises, you talk to the government. But if you want to point out the flaws, you talk to the opposition. I'm joined by Eddie Hughes, member for Giles, Labor member, of course. Eddie, how's it going?
Oh, good, Jordan. Yourself?
Yeah, not too bad. I guess, what's your initial reaction to the budget handed down yesterday?
Well, I looked at the budget, especially for up my part of the world, Whyalla, Port Augusta, the north of the state. I thought it was incredibly light on. Not much share for our part of the world. A lot for Adelaide, but not much for our part of the world.
That's definitely something I noticed as well. When it comes to the Augusta Highway duplication, that seems to be getting a little bit of extra funding, the Port Wakefield overpass. But on top of that, doesn't seem to be a lot for the regions.
Well, I was looking at it. When it comes to the duplication of the highway, which I think is an incredibly important part of our state, when you look at what they've done, it's hardly anything at all. At this rate, it's going to take decades and decades to duplicate the highway. It's just not good enough. People are dying. People are being seriously injured on the highway. Year in, year out, they've allocated well over $700 million for sporting facilities in the centre of Adelaide, and $700 billion. Just part of that $400 million commitment by the state government to duplicating that highway from all the way from Port Wakefield to Whyalla would be the state government share for National Highway 1, and they have not done that. We could get that over and done with. We could save lives. But they have not done that. So I think it's not a good thing at all. When it comes to the budget.
And of course, The state opposition has been pushing pretty hard on health measures as a election issue coming up for March, of course. And it doesn't look like, despite the need for, I guess, money and resources in regional health, there doesn't seem to be a lot of that included in the health section of this budget.
Very little at all. When I talk about the duplication of the highway to save lives, the state government could make a $400 million commitment. And that would be their share of the highway all the way from Port Wakefield to Whyalla. And they would have $300 million in change. And that $300 million could do a hell of a lot for regional health. It could do a hell of a lot for the ambulances. Not enough ambulances in Port Augusta. Not enough ambulances in Whyalla. They could do far more. So the regions have really missed out when it comes to this the budget.
Are there any other focus areas you feel like in the regions that the government has missed out on?
I think there's a whole raft of areas. There's youth services. There's the expenditure on youth support in the regions, in Whyalla, Port Augusta, Port Pirie, other communities is sadly lacking. A lot of public housing in the regional areas, in the cities in the Upper Spencer Gulf, nothing there. There's a lot of things that the regions miss out on, and that the city is picking up a lot, far more than the regions.
And of course, a major project that we're hoping to see for the Whyalla area is that hydrogen hub for Port Bonython. Was there much on that in the state budget?
Once again, absolutely nothing. The only money that's been expended on the hydrogen hub in around Whyalla is money allocated from the previous government. A lot of talk, no action by the current government, which is really disappointing given what the other states are now doing. The other states, especially Queensland, serious spend on positioning themselves to become the hydrogen hub. All talk, no action by this government, just riding on the coattails of the previous government.
No worries. Well, Eddie, we may just wrap it up, but any final thoughts on the budget?
just not good enough for the regions. It's not fantastic for the city, but certainly not good enough for the regions.
No worries. That was Eddie Hughes, member for Giles, on your Classic Hits Breakfast.